Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to be live every single morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. My name is Ray Hewitt. Katie Miglin is here in a really, really pretty shirt. You guys should be watching as we're streaming on social media, all social media, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. But if you're listening on the Teach Better podcast, we do appreciate you. We're glad you're here, and we're excited to have you not only listening there, but also rating, reviewing, and subscribe to the podcast. We'll see you soon. Welcome to a wonderful day ahead. It's Friday. Isn't it September 29th? I feel like it's September 29th.
That sounds right.
Feels like a day. I also want to give a shout out to Alex Valencic, who wrote a review on the show, giving us 5 stars. So fun to have you doing your review. We really appreciate it. He said, I've been listening to the show ever since the first episode dropped years ago. And we'll still listen because the Teach Better team continues to inspire, inform, and entertain as they challenge everyone to be better every single day. So special. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Alex?
Yeah, we love you, Alex. Ray,
I have like really big news.
Wait, I have big news. You can't have big news and... Okay. Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Are you pregnant?
Oh my gosh, how'd you already know?
I already knew that. Just kidding.
Today is National, drum roll, Coffee Day.
Oh, thank God. I knew it was going to be a good day. Happy Coffee Day, friends.
I just want you to know that I treated myself this morning to a banana bread latte. I'm pretty sure I've talked about it before because it's like an obsession of mine. But shout out to Yoga Lab, Coffee Lab, Abby Lyons for making wonderful caffeinated drinks.
See, this is weird. Can you bring me a coffee? Like, that would be great.
I just want you to know that it started off, I would only allow myself to get their coffee if I stayed and did a work day. Like, okay, I'm going to go, I'm going to get some work done, and I'm going to get a coffee, and I can't go any other time. Like, I don't allow myself to get coffee out unless I'm going to be productive. But they're so good, and they're so fast in their coffee shop, and... they're just a great group. And I didn't stay in work. I came here to record with you. And
I think we should send people in the comments, like a gift card to get coffee today. Guys, comment that you're here and we'll figure out a way to send you coffee. Comment, say who you are, where you're listening on, all those things, all the things you're supposed to say that isn't what I just said. Like, give us name, location, tell us hi, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm having a stroke. I'm sorry.
I was like, are you forming a sentence?
Anyway, I want to send you coffee. Come. It's early. Guys, this is just
fun. It's true. I thought it was really important. I want just this to be clear. I thought it was very important that people go into their day knowing it's National Coffee Day. Because a few weeks ago, I was at a volleyball clinic with my daughter. Shout out to Sarah Jesse, fabulous team member. We both worked with her in school. She were at this volleyball thing and she said, mind you, at my house, dinner is in the oven, right? I have prepped it. I'm like on my A game, like veggie filled dinner. I was like rocking it in the adult world. She said, you know, today's National Cheeseburger Day. And I was like, it's 6:30 at night. Why are you just now giving me this information? She's like, yeah, it's National Cheeseburger Day. So then being very pregnant and having an 8-year-old who overheard it, where did we go for dinner? To get cheeseburgers, and the dinner that was in the oven got pushed back to another day. So I don't want other people to be in that situation. So I'm starting your day bright and early with National Coffee Day. Treat yourself, friends. If you can't treat yourself, let us know. We'll treat you.
Yeah. Like comment. We'll make sure it happens. That'll be good. Yep. Katie, I think, I don't know if you know this, but I'm seeing you later today. And like in person. So when I see you in person... No, like for real. I
was just the way you said it. Like you're like in person, like you're going to like touch me.
No, I just like not, oh, like I'm obviously seeing you right now, but I'm going to see you in person because I'm going to your town because I have a wedding tomorrow. So I'm like coming in tonight and then going to the wedding.
Yeah.
So also, are we
gonna have coffee?
Well, yeah, you have to bring me coffee. I think it's going to be like 8 o'clock at night, but yeah, bring me coffee.
Okay, cool.
Friends, can you tell me in the chat, please? There's like nothing, I don't understand what the dress code is for weddings. I know everyone has different dress codes and you're supposed to like tell your guests. I don't feel like it's been communicated. I still don't know what to wear and I need to leave in an hour. Well, I guess we're not leaving for like 3 hours, but so I don't know.
It's early. You're not leaving quite yet, but yeah, I don't know. And it also, okay, here's the factors. I'm not even going to give you an opinion, but here are the factors that people I feel like always have to take into consideration. Mm-hmm. Location.
Right.
Inside, outside, time of year. And like the vibe. So like some people want a very casual vibe. So they're like, don't wear your black cocktail dress because that's ridiculous. Like we just want people to party and have fun. And other people are like, no, this is the event of the century. Bring out your best attire. And that's just a lot of pressure.
Yeah. So this is a older group getting married. So like that's the other thing is I feel like you have to consider age.
Yeah, that's true. That's another factor.
Like,
although that I think impacts the other things. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I just haven't been to a wedding in ages, and I have two this year, which is like so weird. And one of them is on New Year's Eve, and it's black tie, and it's a really young couple that are gonna live it up, the best party of the world.
Okay.
So like that one. Okay, I don't know what I'm wearing for that either, but
at least you have like an idea.
Right. This one, I don't know anything about what the attire is supposed to be. I know it's at a nice restaurant. So like that does give some insight. It's outside and inside. So both to consider. And it's in a small town. So like it could be more casual, but you never want to be underdressed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like
time out. Did you just call where I live a small town?
It is a small town. And I also want to note, can I just note that the people at this wedding, can I have some empathy, please? Give me hearts in the comments, please, 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 please. It's going to be like, I feel like it's a wedding and I'm so excited for the bride, but I feel like it's like a 15-year college reunion.
Because it's all people from your past.
It's all people from my past that I have not seen in years. Like majority of them, the last time I saw them was when we graduated from college together. And now there's a few of them I've seen sporadically, but like this is like blast from the past weekend. So I feel like then I have like the college reunion vibe too.
Well, let's just hope that there's a lot of people watching today that can give you a lot of feedback so that you can pack and be on your merry way. Otherwise, yeah, I don't know. You have like a ton of neutrals. So you don't have to worry about wearing a color that is going to stand out. Just like have as your backup of one of the things you feel confident in and comfortable in. And then that way the morning of, if you're like, because you're probably going to see some of them the night before, the morning of, all that stuff. So if you get a vibe that you're like, I didn't plan appropriately, at least you can rely on your comfort level and your confidence and you'll be good.
So you're saying to pack like three dress options, like one.
Well, since you're driving, yes.
Yeah. Because it's out of town. We're out of town for sure.
Yeah. But like you're not flying. So you don't have to worry about like luggage.
I have another question. I'm so sorry.
Yes. Step into my office, sit down on this couch.
Yeah. Please. Okay. But follow-up question. When you have somebody who is going with you, like a date to a wedding.
Yep.
Do they have to in any way coordinate with your outfit? And I don't mean that like prom, like your dress color is his tie color. That's not what I'm saying. But like, if I'm wearing black, can he wear navy blue?
Yes. I think that the right answer is yes. They can wear whatever they want. You're talking to someone who can't handle that. So I'm going to give you what Katie Miglin would do, which is, what if we take pictures together? That's literally my go-to whenever we leave the house as a family.
Like, of course we need to take pictures together. This is like the one time that we're going to be both dressed up, kidless, and at an event.
Right. So that's why I always am like, what will look good in a frame? But I also know I'm a different level of neurotic and people know that. So
I don't know that that's just you. I want to see those in the comments. Like, I think this is going to be helpful. Like, do people fall with Katie where you're like, well, it needs to not clash? Or do people, like, if I was wearing a red dress and he was wearing maroon, like, there's just color combinations that do naturally clash.
Correct.
And I hope he dances with you, like, slow dance, like, not eighth grade style, but like a little, you know,
Right. I went to a private school my whole life, and so we always had to leave room for the Holy Spirit in between our dates. And on that note, let's go to teen talk.
Morning show. We are on our team talk. I was dancing. Katie was judging. Katie, I have so many things that now I am really inspired to ask our communities. I'm going to create a list. And for the next few days of the show, I'm just going to have this rolling list of like, hey, friends, I need this opinion. Can you give me these thoughts?
So here's what I'm hearing you say is you don't want to pay for therapy. You're just going to come to Teach Better Today and the community will be there for you.
First off, I do pay for therapy. Second of all, I of course use our community to help my endless debates. Do you remember there was a show that I like even called Matt and had a like live therapy session?
I know. I feel like it gets just a little bit more extreme every week, and I think it's great. Because
well, my ones for future shows is like I want to look at dyeing my hair. Or that's like not really the whole story, but that's kind of come. And then I also want to know people's opinion about eating on camera. So like, these are things that like we get to. So like, get excited for October, friends, because there's just endless fun headed your way.
Okay. Can we do a listener question today?
Oh, I love listener questions.
I know you do. I know.
Wait, you have kept a listener question from me?
Because I'm awesome. Yep. Yep,
guys, I did. You should send me the listener questions. I don't like being surprised on camera. Go ahead.
Okay, so this was a listener question that was sent to us about advisory, which advisory is, there's lots of like definitions. For the sake of this conversation, we're talking specifically, a teacher has asked about, they were given like time to do kind of SEL lessons. And is this all coming back to you? This
yes. Question? Okay. It's all coming back to me now. It's a great
episode. It was. So we want to talk through, because we both taught in a building where advisory was honestly like a revolving door as far as what we did with it, what we didn't do with it. It came, it went, it came back. And Ray, I don't know if you know this, but I did my thesis on advisory.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So like advisory is really my jam.
Wait, is that real? Are you lying?
Yeah. I just made the whole thing up just for the sake of the show. No, I'm not lying.
I didn't know that. How did I not know that? Have we had that conversation?
You don't talk to me. It's fine.
Yeah, it's true. If it's not on camera, I don't associate with you.
No. So for the sake of like what we're going to talk about today, we're really just talking about, you have a section of time, whether you call it homeroom, we know it's been called like round table, but like you have a time dedicated to getting to know a specific group of students in a different way that is not content related. Is that a good enough definition for this conversation?
Yes. And I'm really excited for this perspective, especially to read your comments that you guys are posting during the show, because I was, I think, a weird, I don't mean to define it this way, but like, I think I'm weird because I was a student that had advisory, which I feel like in hindsight was like so progressive for the school I went to. And then I also, because I'm 90, so that makes sense. Yep. But also I've obviously implemented advisory as well. So.
Right.
really cool. Where do you want to start?
We are not, I want to make it clear, we're not talking through whether you should or should not have advisory, the length of time, the days, whatever it is, because all of that, we know a lot of that is like completely out of your control. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about those things, I can get on my little, like, you know, soapbox of what my thesis, what the research shows. But for the sake of this, we're just really kind of talking about, you have a chunk of time, you don't know what to do with it. What are some things that you could be doing? And this, I saw this listener question, I immediately geeked out about it, because I think sometimes we go into the term advisory or homeroom or whatever, and we think we have to talk about feelings. And if you're someone who, I am not a feelings person, shocking, I know, but I was very uncomfortable with having conversations with students that were meant to be meaningful, but essentially became meaningless because they were forced. And what I mean by that is, you open up this advisory like binder you're supposed to use, and it's like, let's talk about a time where you were the happiest, or let's talk about a time that you felt disappointed. And then you look at your students, and that's not the vibe of the room. And so you're like, okay, well, let's make this work because I'm supposed to. And I really struggled with that. And so I kind of went in the last year we did advisory when I was still in the classroom. I went in with a completely different mindset. I was like, I know what I have to, that like my goal for the time, but I can't get there by just dragging them. I had a group of students were like the biggest hodgepodge of students. Like literally anyone who walked in my room, they're like, oh, how does this work? I'm like, I have no idea, because I've got literally like every friend group, every extracurricular, every group that ever existed in a middle school was like, there was one sitting in my classroom, like one kid from every group. So you'd have like, you know, like the all-star football player and like a chess player and then like a drama student and then a kid who like had never come to school and this was his first day. Like it was everything in between. So I started to just do tournament style games. And I like focused on the most basic thing because I didn't have time to prep. I didn't have time to get a lot of supplies and I didn't have money. So I did silly, ridiculous games. And here's what I found over the course of the semester, two semesters that we did this. The more we did the ridiculous, like silly games, the more students talked naturally. So I made it very clear in the beginning. I'm like, you guys do not need to become best friends as a result of this. I don't even expect you to exchange phone numbers or social medias. We're just going to get along. Like that's the goal of this time together, is we're going to get along and we're going to just do the ridiculous stuff. So literally, Ray, one day they were like being all grumpy, you know, they're middle schoolers, tired. And I was like, okay, we're going outside. And it was like probably 50 degrees outside. And we did relay races for 20 minutes. And like, not every kid ran the race because it was like, I didn't expect them to, but literally them just standing in line, they started talking about how much they hated me in that moment. And I was like, I don't care, because you're having a moment together, you're sharing ideas. And then at like you leaving this classroom, you two may never interact again, but right now you're having a shared conversation. And that, like, to me, that was like goal had been accomplished. So free yourself up to think that you, I mean, I know there's lesson plans and stuff given to you, but try to find like 5-10 minutes in that time to literally just like goof off and be a kid with them, because you'll be amazed at how much more you can get accomplished in the time together. Okay, now I'm off my soapbox.
No, that's a good, I feel like I could listen to ideas on advisory forever, because it's such a, It looks so different everywhere you go, even yes. though there's research supporting the structure. And I love the challenge of the games. I think that that is going to be a huge element of how you make advisory organic. If that's like the only takeaway that people have from today's show, I hope that it's the focus on not forcing difficult topics, but allowing them to happen organically. I love that advisory can be used for that. Super, super powerful.
And like, when I say games, I literally mean, like, there would be days I would ask my 8-year-old, I'm like, what did you do at recess yesterday? Or what did you do in PE? Like one day we did follow the leader and I took them around the building. They had to be silent for like 5 minutes. And if they talked, like, I don't know, we made up some like penalty of some sort. Like it literally can be anything ridiculous. You just want them to have a shared experience so that they feel like they have a sense of community, because that's ultimately what the goal of advisory should be, a sense of community.
I'm also going to challenge everybody to DM Katie for like top five games you played in advisory, and she has to like send you like the ridiculous things she did, because that would be a struggle for me. And I've said this on the show, like, I'm not good planning ridiculous games. I hate them, although I love them. And like, you would be good. I'd reach out and be like, Katie, give me five that I can do within the next few weeks.
Okay. Can I just tell you my one like moment where I like for real patted myself on the back? I had to absorb somebody else's advisory because that teacher was sick. So sure. I had 32 students in my class, which what intense conversation can you have? You can't.
No.
So we did a dice tournament. So I put up a 32 person bracket on my board, and the dice was like this. It's called Tensies. It's a game, but literally every kid has 10 dice. So imagine every kid is rolling 10 dice and there are 32 students in the classroom. And it was like the principal walked into my room and she's like, this is chaos. And I was like, stand here for 30 seconds. And it was so well orchestrated. Kids were literally like, I beat you. I'm over here. And like, I just stood and watched and I was like, boom. It was so fun. So yes, please DM me because it is like my jam.
Oh my gosh, guys, I have to go because I have to go direct message Katie ideas for advisory because I'm going to use this in like a Teach Better meeting later this afternoon. So hey, we hope that you have an amazing Friday. Maybe try something fun. And then also make sure you join our private Facebook group on Facebook. Anyway, over at teachbettergroup.com, because that's where this question was originally posted. Yeah. And there's so many additional ideas there. So go back and hunt for that. But hey, this was a good topic. You did good.
Thanks. Thanks, listener, for contributing.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. See you soon.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.